Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast. We're so glad that you're joining us today. If you have a business, even a part-time business, you know how important it is to maintain a social media presence. Add to that the need to respond to email inquiries, plus coming up with content for email marketing, possible sales funnels if you use them. Add into that coming up with content to post to all of the social media sites that you're a part of. I mean, it can get to be a bit overwhelming fairly quickly. Believe me, I know. You need to do certain things in order to manage your business. You know what it is you want to say, but it seems like every time you want to somewhat schedule the time to dive deep into these areas, something always seems to get in the way. Well, that's where my guest today can help out. She specializes in helping business folks to remain focused on running the business, while she and her team will handle all the little details that can sometimes elude you. Brooke Strauss-Dobby is a virtual assistant at ButterflySocial.com. She and her team help busy businesses with their social media management, Facebook ads, funnel management, email marketing, even building WordPress websites, and will also help you with content writing if you need it. She prides herself on her excellent customer service record, and she knows what is needed for you to succeed. She started off as a tech VA and branched out into website design, branding, greeting cards, t-shirt design, and even sang in bands. And when Brooke's not working, she enjoys spending time with her daughter, watching Netflix with her husband. Help me welcome to the program, Brooke Strauss-Dobby. Brooke, thank you for taking the time to join us today.
Hi, Bob. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm very impressed. I see you really did your homework about me.
I try.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
No problem. Now, the first question I always ask is this. Other than that short bio that I just read, I want you to tell us in your own words, who is Brooke Strauss-Dobby?
And so it's Brooke Strauss-Dobby, but don't feel bad because a lot of people get it wrong.
I was going to ask you that beforehand, I forgot. So I was just taking a stab.
No worries.
And with a name like Thibodeau, I can understand. So
yeah, well, I assume like that was French. That's French, right?
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, because I lived in Montreal for a long time. And so when I see French names, right away my head, you know, I read them in French in my mind. So
yeah, there you go.
Very cool. Yep. So, who is Brooke Strauss-Dobby in a nutshell? I am a creative soul with an entrepreneurial spirit, and I'm a people person. I love helping people, and I think those factors are what led me to become a VA.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How did you get started in the virtual assistant field?
That's a great question, and it's funny because a lot of VAs, not all, but a lot of them kind of start off in the same way. I have a six-year-old daughter, and when I was pregnant with her at the end of my pregnancy, I wasn't really tied to a job at that point, and I really wanted to stay home with her. And, you know, there's a lot of moms in that situation, and they want to stay home and avoid putting their future children in daycare.
Right, right.
And so I kind of got online, and I was searching, you know, I was Googling legit jobs, you know, to work from home, you know, because I know there's a lot of scams out there.
Yeah.
And so I got like a temporary work from home job for a local college here. But that was temporary, but I just loved working from home. And then when that ended, I did more research and I stumbled upon the world of virtual assistants. And I was like, wow, is this the real thing? You know, it was brand new to me. And gosh, that was about 5 years ago or so. So I forget, you know, exactly how I got into it, but I'm thinking I most likely got on Facebook that's what it was. I got into some Facebook groups and I started, you know, finding these really great VA groups on Facebook. And I just started learning so much so quickly just from getting in these groups.
Yeah.
And the rest is kind of history.
Amen. Well, what made you decide to start your own company, though?
Oh, yeah. So in the beginning, I worked for a couple. There's some very big VA companies, you know, where they'll just kind of give you the work, but you don't really work necessarily directly with the clients. You're kind of in the background. Mm-hmm. And then as I learned more and more that you can have your own clients and, you know, get your own clients and kind of be in charge a little more, you know, as far as what you charge and how you work. And once I found that out, then I started getting my, you know, trying to get my own clients and, you know, have my own business as opposed to working for a VA company. Cause they, you know, they pay a lot less and you're not really in control, you know? Right. So I like the idea of doing this on my own.
Yeah. Yeah. And working for another company, you know, they're taking a piece of the action. And so therefore they have to pay you a little less. But you have your own staff now as well, right?
Yeah, so I have a really small team, but they're really phenomenal. You kind of get to a point as a VA where you kind of, so a lot of VAs want to grow their own team because you realize that it's best to stick with, you know, what you really love to do and what you're good at.
Right.
And, you know, there's no one person who can, there's no one VA who can really, really specialize in everything, you know? And so I found a few team members because I wanted to offer some more of the digital marketing stuff and the social media stuff. And I found some really great team members. And so they do certain things like the funnels and the social media and the content writing. And then I offer my personal VA services, which are more admin and then various techie things.
Okay. All right. Yeah, because like, you might be a great website designer, but not so much on writing the content that goes into the articles and stuff like that, and vice versa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Right.
And
exactly.
There's a variety of things that your company handles: email management, calendar management, scheduling, just to name a few. What's the most traditional services that you offer?
It's kind of hard to say as far as what you would consider traditional, only because right now I would say, you know, like techie things and social media are so big right now with what VAs offer. Okay. So I would kind of say they're becoming the traditional services that clients need. Yeah. Did I answer that question?
Yeah, sure.
I think I did.
That makes sense because social media is the trend right now. So it makes sense that businesses want to be there. And like I said, I've got, you know, all the fancy, dancy, you know, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. So I know, you know, it's a process of keeping up to date with all that stuff.
Yes. It truly is. I mean, business owners just do not have time to keep up with all of that. And, you know, that's where a company like mine, you know, comes in. And, you know, it's just such a weight off of a business owner's shoulders because no one can keep up with all of it. And, you know, to start learning how to do a lot of this stuff, that takes time in and of itself.
Yeah, that's true.
That a lot of business owners just don't have.
Yeah, I know, you know, with my schedule, doing these interviews, handling the radio station edits and loading servers and all that stuff, you know, I found myself limiting my social media time because what I was doing, I would get on Facebook and, you know, and post something as, oh, I have a message. You get over here and then you click on this. Next thing you know, 2 hours have gone by. I've done absolutely no work.
Right. You know? So
I've actually limited, you know, the people, you know, that I know say, hey, you know, I sent you a message. Well, sorry, I only get on there 15 minutes a day. That's all I'm on there for. You know, because otherwise I'm working till 11 o'clock at night getting the stuff done that I need done.
Right. You know? Right. Exactly. Exactly.
Well, we have a lot of pastors and ministers that listen in. How can your services help churches and ministries and things like that?
Yeah. I mean, pretty much the same way, you know, that we can help, you know, other types of, whether it's entrepreneurs or local businesses or online businesses, which is, you know, like the admin stuff, if they don't maybe have like an in-house admin person to keep up with like email management, or, you know, just anything in-house that, you know, that churches need to get done. If, you know, maybe they're a smaller church and they don't have an in-house admin person, you know, we can help with that. but then they also need web design and a social media presence as well. So pretty much, you know, a lot of the same services apply.
Okay. Amen. And I know we also have a lot of business owners listening in. Many of them, many of the people I talk to are what we call full-time at their quote-unquote regular job, but are launching side businesses, you know, such as how you started, and mainly online. What kinds of services would you recommend they consider to help get back some of their time to their already busy schedule? I mean, they work 8, 10, 12 hours, and they come home. Now we're going to sit down at the computer for 3 or 4 hours, and, you know, that makes for long days. How can you help them?
Yeah, a big thing is definitely social media management. The social media manager I have on my team, she is really amazing, and she puts a lot of time and effort into that. So it's very hard for business owners to do what she does because they don't have the time. So things like creating posts and scheduling them, even engagement on Facebook or Instagram, you know, actually responding to followers and people who comment, things like that. Because that's, like you said, you could be doing that for a few hours a day.
Oh, yeah.
At minimum.
Yeah.
Easy. Yeah. So that's a really great thing to outsource. Social media is big. Blog posts, a lot of business owners, they want to keep up with blog posts, you know, so they can show that they're an authority in their industry. Mm-hmm. But that can be also time consuming, either writing them or posting them on their website. So we can help with both the writing and the techie part of getting the blog posts up there. Or the same thing like with, you know, LinkedIn articles, we can help with that. Maintaining websites.
Let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Let's talk about that content writing, you know, for blog posts or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
If, for lack of a better term, I'll just call it the person's voice. You know, when I write my books and all that, people tell me, I can actually hear you speaking when I'm reading your books because I don't get into all the grammatically correct sentence structure and stuff. I write more or less how I talk. Now, I'll go in and maybe change the ain'ts to can't and something like that. But, you know, I tend to write in that manner. So it is my voice that's being carried through to the written work. How can someone who's writing this content for me make it appear as if it's actually me doing the writing? I guess the question is.
That's a great question. So the copywriter on my team, she's a sister in Christ also, actually, and she's just really talented at capturing, you know, clients' voices. And what she does when we get a new client for copywriting, she'll start off with like a really deep dive strategy call, like sometimes 3 to 4 hours.
Wow.
And I mean, you can separate that into two sessions, but basically, you know, she gets in really, really deep to really understand your brand and your voice and your audience. And so from that, you know, she's able to pick up the voice of the client and, you know, still have, of course, combined with excellent writing.
Yeah. Amen. Because I know that to me, that would seem like the most difficult part, you know, because I mean, when I was getting my master's degree and all that, everything was research papers, you know. So you learned how to write a research paper. And I made the mistake of, you know, I did the research on this, and it was just awesome research and a great paper. I mean, just top grades and all that. So I decided to turn that research paper into a book that flopped. Okay. Because it was a book that sounded like a research paper. You know? So that to me, that would be the difficult part. And that was me writing it, you know.
So right.
How someone could, you know, that I just talked to a few times, I think that would be a challenging aspect about what you do.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's definitely a gift when copywriters are good at that. It's definitely a gift and a skill when they can do that well.
Now, when you're first contacted by a potential client, okay, I know from what I read, you schedule a brief phone call to identify what they need and all that. What type of information should someone be prepared to share with you on that phone call so, you know, they're not wasting your time nor their time and the, oh, I never thought of that, let me get back to you type of situation? Then you got to schedule another phone
call. Right.
You know? What should they be prepared to share?
Yeah. So what I like to do is have them fill out a brief intake form, and I ask some like brief questions, you know, about the type of help they need, or if it's for, so I have a separate one for like the VA stuff, or one for social media, one for funnels. So I like to get to know clients a little bit before the call. It just makes it go a little more smoothly when I have, you know, when you have a little background and we can check out their websites and things like that. So that kind of gets, you know, gets us halfway there. And then on the call, I kind of ask them to, you know, expand upon what they wrote on the intake form and find out, you know, like what their goals are and, you know, what they're really looking for, what would really help them take weight off their shoulders in their business and things like that.
Okay. And do you have many people that are confused about what services you could actually help with? You know, like they're thinking that, oh, I'm hiring a full-time secretary type thing. And you say, no, that's not quite what we do.
Not really, because I find most clients do have an idea of what they want help with. Like they'll come in knowing, okay, I need someone to manage my Instagram, or I need help with Facebook ads, or, you know, I don't have time to check my emails and I need help with email management and scheduling my clients. I just don't have time to do it. So most of the time, yeah, they do have a good idea of what they need.
Okay. Now, that, let me go back to content writing for just a second. You know, that's one of the services that you offer. We talked about, you know, the social media aspect, blogs and all that. What about like ghostwriting a book and things like that? Do you do that as well?
My copywriter does do that. Yeah.
Okay.
She does that with her own business. I haven't had any clients for that service yet.
Okay.
But if someone came along, you know, I would definitely
make a referral.
We could definitely help with that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If someone wanted to handle your team just to, or hire your team just to handle the routine customer service issues, I mean, what type of service would that entail? Because you wouldn't be offering tech support when you're not really familiar with our software and stuff like that, right?
Right. I mean, in a case like that, you know, the client would most likely come in knowing that they would have to train me on their system if it's a system that's, you know, only they use, you know, it's not like a popular platform, then, you know, there would be some kind of training involved.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking maybe that you had the, you know, the for lack of a better term off the top of my head, canned answers, you know, like, you know, when can I expect my delivery, you know, and they 7 to 10 days after or placing your order or whatever. Right? Is that the type of email things, or is it more personal than that?
Well, the email management that I've done, you know, it's kind of like you, after a while, you get to know your client and you know how to respond after a while to their customers or clients, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the beginning, and I always like to tell clients, like the first month, you know, it takes time to get into that groove with the client, you know, kind of to understand, you know, get used to their communication style and they get used to yours. And, you know, it's a like any relationship. It takes time to get used to each other and learn how to work best together.
Okay. All right. What kind of business model, I guess, would work, would make the perfect candidate for your services? I mean, is it a traditional brick-and-mortar business that is trying to do advertising, or mainly an online business that's trying to grow their brand?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, honestly, it can be anybody. Now, I've personally worked with mostly coaches the past few years, because when I got into the VA world, I learned about the coaching industry because it's so huge right now. You know, you have your business coaches and success coaches and life coaches and health coaches and fitness coaches. So once I learned that most coaches need VAs because they don't have time to learn the techie stuff, especially, or do the administrative things. So I ended up falling into working with them, but my team members have worked with local businesses as well. So yeah, like I said, the needs are so similar, whether your business is brick and mortar or online. The needs are so similar for everybody, with social media needs and, you know, blog posts and web design and, you know, like even sales funnels, that can apply to, you know, any type of business really. So So yeah, we can absolutely service, you know, mm-hmm. almost any kind of business, really, as long as they need the kind of help that we offer.
When it comes to branding, how can a VA help? We'll just say someone, we'll use a speaker, say speaker business. You know, someone is, they're venturing into public speaking and all that. How can you help them grow their brand and be noticed?
Yeah, so, and actually I recently added a graphic designer to my team.
Oh, okay.
So they're, you know, they're pretty much the ones who do the branding as far as, you know, like logo and colors and things like that. I guess, is that what you're referring to as far as like the logo and
Yeah. I mean, I know, you know, they'll need not just the brand colors and all that stuff, but you know, the communication with, these are the types of groups that I'm interested in speaking before and things like that. Do you help them in that area as well?
Oh, okay. Not so much that.
Okay.
No, I would say no.
The website and making sure the color schemes are the most appropriate for what they're trying to do?
Well, when it comes to branding, also part of that is definitely copywriting. So, mm-hmm. because when someone lands on your website, you know, they definitely get to know you right away from, you know, from the written content, what they're reading. And, you know, so it's not just about the design, but there's definitely a lot of branding involved in the copywriting, because that reflects the messaging and who they are and, you know, what the business stands for and all of that. So the copywriter on my team, she would help with that part. I guess you definitely can consider that part mm-hmm. of the branding and, mm-hmm. you know, but yeah, as far as like actually helping someone to get speaking gigs, that I haven't done that before.
Okay. And when someone reaches out to get your services, and I can't say how often should they be contacting you, but I guess the question is, do you communicate mainly by email? Like, hey, I need this. Or do you prefer phone calls to do that? Do you have scheduled block times where, you know, you can call me Wednesday at 3 type thing? Or how does that work?
Yeah, good question. So, yeah, definitely by email. It's a more organized way of keeping track of what clients need. So I always have them, you know, email me. Now I do a lot of actual communicating in Facebook Messenger, because my clients are always on Facebook and I have my Facebook open. So I always tell them, you know, if you have like a quick question or a little chat, we can do that on Facebook. But as far as like sending me what you need, you know, I like to keep the threads going by email, because it just keeps me much more organized.
Plus, you can refer back to it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because otherwise you'll be searching forever in a Facebook chat. But as far as phone calls, every client is totally different, and I always like to do what's best for them. Because to be honest, most of my clients, I don't talk to them that much on the phone. Actually, like I said, we'll talk more in Facebook, or like we'll leave each other voice messages on Facebook. Mm-hmm. But then, you know, once in a blue moon, there'll be a client and they want to do like a weekly check-in on the phone, and that's fine. It's really whatever works best for the client. You know, I like to be flexible, because, you know, everyone has their way that they like to communicate, you know?
Yeah.
And so, or sometimes they'll be explaining something in an email and it's not really coming across. So I'll say, okay, let's hop on a Zoom call, or let's hop on a phone call so we can hash that out.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Concerning like churches and pastors, I know, you know, they have like their Sunday bulletins that they have to produce mm-hmm. every week. And mm-hmm. how much lead time, I guess, would they be looking at? Okay, Sunday's coming up, so they'd want everything by Saturday so they could get it printed off and make copies mm-hmm. and all that. So you probably don't want to work on a Saturday, so that means it'd have to be done Friday. But how much lead time would you need for what they want in the bulletin for that coming week? How much lead time are they looking at?
Right. So I always ask clients to give me at least 2 to 3 business days, you know, to send me something that they need, just so I can, you know, prioritize the work that I have to do and that I can get it to them on time.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it could be like, if we send it to you Monday, we'll have it in time for making copies and stuff by the weekend.
Exactly.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, the more time, the better. But yeah, like usually 2 to 3 business days is definitely sufficient.
The week prior would be even better, right? Give you that extra week.
Yeah, I don't always need it for it really depends on the task too, you know. But for something like that, a few days is fine.
Okay, cool. Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. That's all the time we have for today in this portion of our interview with Brooke Strauss-Dolby. Now, you need the help. You know you need help. If your business is growing or if you're in the process of building it, you cannot do everything on your own at a quality standard. You may be able to manage some of it. You may be able to try, but the quality work that will help grow your business, you need to outsource. You can't handle it all yourself. You know, you're good at what you do. Let's hire someone who is good at what they do, because you have to be on social media today. It used to be advertising on, newspapers and magazines and billboards and things like that. It's not that way anymore. Social media is the place to be. And there are so many platforms out there, LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, all of these places you need to be. And if you're spending the amount of time on those platforms that you should be, that means you're not running your business, you're not growing your business. So you do what you do best and outsource what needs to be done by the pros who know what they're doing there, which is Brooke and her team. Now come back tomorrow as we continue our interview with Brooke, and you need to catch this because we're just getting into the good stuff. Till then, be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.